From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the wonderful name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program, originating from our studios here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we have been looking at a very, very important and serious study, and that is the study of biblical core values. As a matter of fact, I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week that ever since we've been on the radio with this program, dating back to 1989, that this study this particular week may be the most significant study we have ever put together. And the reason why I say that, and particularly that relates to Christians, I mentioned yesterday that the most important study we've ever proclaimed over this radio has been the study of salvation, trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, and every person needs to do that because the Bible says we've all sinned and have all come short to the glory of God, but that the wages of sin is death, and yet the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But beyond trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, having biblical core values that guide our lives and glorify God is so very significant. And when we're talking about core values, we are talking about principles or beliefs that a person or organization views as being of central importance. And I've been mentioning this week that core values are the fundamental beliefs, convictions, and guiding principles that shape our behavior, our attitudes, our decisions, our ministry, our work ethic, and our relationship. In other words, they define who we are. And there are many passages of Scripture in the Word of God where we could highlight some core values, but in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, we see a great summary of them all, where it says this, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, this week, we've taken time to define core values, to identify core values. And yesterday and Wednesday, I actually identified all eight of these core values that are found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And if you missed the program, I would encourage you to contact us and ask for a recording of the program or the notes and the outlines of the program. We can send them your way. And Jim O'Brien will be along in just a moment to give you our contact information. But today, I want us to focus on the last four words of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says, "Think on these things." You see, sometimes when we come to the end of a verse, maybe we sort of cut it off quickly and think that those last couple of words don't mean a whole lot. Well, don't ever do that when it comes to the Bible, because every word in the Word of God is inspired by God and very important. But here, after we see that the Apostle Paul writes concerning these great core values, he says, "Think on these things." That word, "think," means to deliberately dwell. Have you ever heard of noetics? Well, noetics is the science of thinking and knowing. And as Christians, we are to think about and know all that we can know about these eight qualities, these core values that are listed in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. What about it? Are you thinking on these eight things? Am I? We should be. Because what we see here is a command for all believers. When he says, think on these things, this is not an option. And it means more than just entertaining a thought about these eight things that are listed here. It means to evaluate them, to consider them, to calculate them, to understand these things, and then to make them a part of our lives. It is a command. And beyond that, when this phrase, think on these things, is properly understood, it involves a constant discipline for all of us who are born-again believers. In other words, we are to have an habitual discipline of the mind to set all of our thoughts on these eight things. We are to discipline ourselves to think biblically, in other words. I want to take just a few minutes here at the end of our broadcast today and then at the end of our study on core biblical values to talk about this idea of thinking biblically. You see, many times as Christians, we fall into sin. We compromise. We get ourselves in trouble because we don't think biblically. We need to learn to think biblically, thinking about and on these eight things that we have here in Philippians 4:8, and then making them a part of our lives. You know, our thinking will determine our living. You've heard that said before, I'm sure, have you not? Our thinking will determine our living. You know, back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and verse 8, it says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As we think, we do. As we think, we become. As we think, we are. And so it's very important that we think biblically. If we think biblically and then apply what we are thinking about to our lives, we will live for the glory of God. On the other hand, if we think fleshly, sinfully, worldly, well, then that's the kind of a life that we're going to be living as well. It's interesting to note back in the book of Mark chapter 7 that the Lord Jesus Christ teaches about what really is in the life of the individual. And by looking at these things, it reminds us that we need to think biblically. Because if we think based upon that which is in our lives, we're going to be living a terribly sinful life. Jesus says in Mark chapter 7 and verse 21, for from within, that is inside of our lives, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. And then it goes on to say, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. There are 13 evil things mentioned there in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and 22. Those are the things that are in you today. Those are the things that are in me today as it relates to our old flesh. And you know, we fight the old flesh every day of our lives. And so if we are going to counteract those old wicked 13 things, then we must live according to the core values that are mentioned here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. These eight things, that which is true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report, and those things that are virtuous, and that which is praiseworthy. We are to be thinking biblically, and when we think biblically, we will begin to act biblically. You know, God commands us to think. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, come now, let us reason together. You and I need to obey that command of the Lord to reason together, reason with God, and think as God would have us to think. Constantly, we must renew our mind. On Monday, when we began this study, we opened it up and introduced it basically by looking at Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do you remember that? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, great verses for the Christian, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then verse 2 says this, and be not conformed to this world, You see, if we allow what is in us to govern our lives based upon Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22, we will be living in a sinful life, even as Christians. And so we must renew our mind. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need to renew our mind by focusing on the Word of God. And when we renew our mind by focusing on the Word of God, that will lead us to biblical thinking. And biblical thinking leads to absolute truth, which is needed today more than ever before. Because we are living in a day and age when so much of even the Christian culture is based on feeling and emotion and truthlessness. We must think on that which will build biblical character. We must renew our minds daily by the Word of God. We must have these core values: that which is true, that which is honest, that which is just, that which is pure, that which is lovely, that which is of good report, that which is virtuous, and that which is praiseworthy. Now, we've just touched the surface of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 on this study of biblical core values, but I would encourage you to take some time and study it through a whole lot more in your individual life, so that you will develop the kind of a Christian life based upon the core values that God would have you to have as a Christian, so that where you go, what you do, represents Christ, glorifies God, and gives a good testimony as to what a true Christian is. Well, thank you for joining me today. I trust that you'll go to church on Sunday and then join us once again Monday for another edition of the Living Truth Radio program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.